Where are we?
We are at Black Rock City, Nevada, the best city in the world.
Why is your name Zay?
15 years ago, during a psilocybin experience, I was having a conflict with my name having two syllables. My birth name was Eric, and long story short, by the end of the night, the name Zay came through to me, a one-syllable word that felt really good to say.
It does
say
good.
It just,
I love it.
It switched over from there.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, Zay, I love it.
Thanks.
What are we doing?
We are getting ready to play some music on a 747 airplane in the middle of the desert.
And why are we doing that?
Because we love our community, and I love sharing music with people and the community I love, and that's what this is all about, right? It's having fun, getting community together, and having a good time.
It's just ridiculous.
And if someone wants to bring a giant 747 to Burning Man, you can.
Tell me how it started.
Well, it started with our camp leader, Ken. He came up with the vision many years ago. Didn't, you know, and then one year they thought to act on it. And they started raising funds to bring a 747 out to Burning Man. And it's, for me, I've been with this camp for 3 years. It's been a 3-year process so far to get what we've got here, which is 170 feet of the fuselage out here to the desert. We obtained a plane in the Mojave Desert at a boneyard. The original plan for this plane is to bring it as an art car. It's going to be a roving, it's going to be tugged around by an airport tug. But to bring an entire plane out here from another desert costs a lot of money. So we've been raising the funds we can to bring section by section and, you know, make a cool space on the playa for people to come enjoy.
How much money so far has it been?
I'm honestly not sure of the budget. It's been a bit. Transportation costs are the most.
How the hell do you get here?
Well, to get the plane cut up, we cut it in half in the Mojave Desert, cut the plane literally in half, and then we chopped it into sections. The first 80 feet we brought out last year, and it was loaded onto a semi-trailer. And very carefully drove in from Mojave Desert up here. It's all 2-lane highways to get here, so there's not a lot of...
There's no room,
so you have to shut down highways. There's highway patrol involved.
How do you even do that?
God. California Highway Patrol and a really good moving company has done it for us. I've been out here for almost 3 weeks now working on this thing, and because we have to get here early, because you can't shut down that highway on early arrival and cause a 20,000 person traffic jam, so... The early arrival crew, who's all amazing, our team here rocks. We get out here 3 weeks ahead of time to start making this project happen and come to life.
And no one gets paid. Everyone just does this.
Oh, yeah, this is out of love. It's just a passion project.
That's amazing. That's incredible. These people, we should get these people to raise money for other stuff. They're really good at raising money, these guys.
Well, that's what Big Imagination is for. Our camp's called Big Imagination, and it's not just to raise money to bring an airplane to the playa. It's to raise money to help support art projects that we're passionate about and that people need help in supporting. This is the first one we took on, and we happened to take on a really big tiger by the tail, so it's taken a few years. And then once this is done, we can move on to other art projects and other things.
What could possibly be next?
We were thinking about it. We were going to bring the White House and just change the system from the inside out. Good music and love.
That's going to be very expensive. And, I mean, by the time this is done, I mean, we're talking millions, right? This is millions.
No, it won't be millions. No, no, definitely not. To transport what we've gotten here, transported has been probably around $300,000 to $400,000 just for transportation costs. This year, we were going to bring the whole plane. We applied as a mutant vehicle because we had the funding. The transport company doubled the cost on us, so we couldn't afford it. So we just brought another section. And next year is the plan to raise the rest to get the bottom of the plane here. And it'll live out here in the desert the rest of the year when the burn's not going on, so we can just haul it from a ranch nearby back and forth to the playa. And this, by the way, it's a Boeing 1979 Boeing 747, and it was the last Boeing that they made that did not have computer systems on board. So the pilots that flew this thing did not have computer navigation. They were flying this old school piloting. And if you go and look inside of here at the engineering of this plane, it's amazing. There was no CAD engineering software when this was created. This was all hand-drawn by Boeing engineers. Every part, every little thing in here serves a function. And it took just a team of a lot of people, many years of their lives, to make this thing come to life. And now we're letting it live on just a different way. You know, it didn't fly anymore, so let's let people fly high at Burning Man on it.
Who do you buy an airplane from? It exactly?
There's boneyards. We got one in Mojave, and there's a boneyard. So when a 747 gets retired, they fly it there. First thing to go is they strip all the engine parts, everything that can be sold, and they keep them there. And if people need seats, you can come buy them.
So there's like hundreds of these things?
Oh, there's hundreds of them. It looks pretty cool. It's a hauntingly beautiful
thing.
Yeah, it's a whole theatrics, you know, like what we do here. Like the whole theme is, you know, you come and you... You know, it's just a safe refuge for you to come hang out at, dance at night. When you come, normally in the day, we have our ticketing counter. You get a ticket, you get to write down your destination on your ticket and go place it on the destination wall. That's where you want to go today, tomorrow, 10 years from now in your life, wherever your destination you're heading is. Put some intention into it, write it down, put it on the plane. When you board the plane, you have to check in your emotional baggage because we can't have any of that on the plane. Just let it go.
No, of course not.
So we supply our guests with emotional baggage tags so they can write out their shit, stick it on a wall. On Sunday morning, we drive all the tags to the temple and we place them inside and we get rid of all the baggage for you guys. It's a good thing, man. We have a really good crew here. I've been working with these guys for a few years. And I mean, the core build crew that's been here for 3 weeks is about 10 people. And then we have another 20 that comes in on week two. Our camp is 200.
What do you do otherwise?
Outside of the real world?
Yeah, I mean...
I'm a digital media developer. I do video editing, 3D modeling, graphic design.
And that supports you enough, I guess, to just take 3 weeks off and do this full time.
Yeah, well, now I happen to be in a transition where I've just been freelancing and I could come out and do this for 3 weeks.
That's incredible.
And my big passion, aside from being a visual artist, is sharing music. I've been a DJ for 25 years. I have been... working on this for a while, and it's been a fight to get me some set time on this plane. Things have gone wrong, equipment broke, now I'm finally getting to play. I just got married yesterday on the playa.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you to my beloved who I met working on this plane a year ago. She came out to volunteer a month before Burning Man. We met working on the plane. We connected. It was her first burn, so I was trying to give her pointers on how to survive out here because she was getting out here for 3 weeks for her first burn with the plane. And I came out, we met each other and just fell in love.
That's so intense, my God.
She moved back
first
to Sedona with
weeks.
Me after the burn. She just drove back to Sedona with me. Didn't go home to LA where she was born and raised. And she moved to Sedona and here we are a year later. We just got married in my favorite city on the planet. And you know, what a fucking better place to honor your union. Yeah, at the temple.
Congratulations,
thank you,
man.
We had a reception at another friend's camp. I just went with my best man and his woman and we just went on a walkabout and went and spent some time at the temple. I took him to go see Android Jones's Samsara, which you have not seen yet. If you want to go fucking have your mind shattered. It's two domes at 2 o'clock in G. You walk 5 minutes from here and there's two white domes on the esplanade.
Okay.
The right dome is a 360 degree fully projection map.
Oh, I saw it at
video.
Summit.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. And then they also have a virtual reality thing set up in the next dome. My friend Andrew created a VR system called Microdose, and it's basically, it allows you to go into virtual reality space and just create very beautiful psychedelic worlds out of your hands, creating colors and walking through it and interacting with it. So that's all going on like 5 minutes from here. Like, you can just go do that. That's what I keep telling people. I'm like, oh, where is it? I'm like, no, you just walk. And Android Jones is the artist leading it, and I've worked with him for a couple years. So that's how I originally got involved with this project.
Awesome.
I was working with Andrew. They came to Andrew to do some concept visualizations for the plane. He was too busy as his manager. I'm a 3D modeler. I took it on. I started doing some modelings of the plane and rendering it on how it could look at night, how it could look in the day, and I've been on the project since, just working
Jesus
on it.
Jesus Christ. Thank you so much. That was
for
the
sure.
best. I so
so
great.
Love you guys.
Your honesty shine, shine, shine now. Lord, Lord, love, Lord, I can shine.
And we are off like a herd of turtles struggling up a sand dune to lay its eggs. Burning Man begins again. So we're starting off with the guys from the 747, and next week we are going to delve into the world of the over 6-year-old male as he ventures into the burn for his first time and learns how to be a boy again. Don't forget to take advantage of the last sips of the summer sun because winter is coming. Don't forget to really couple up, guys. These are the last days. I guess I'm just trying to say is don't forget that snuggles are pretty much the only way to make it through winter. So wherever you are, get on Tinder, get on Snapchat, get on J-Date, get on fucking InstaJew or Black People Meet or wherever the fuck it is that you guys use these days, and find a partner to spend your Netflix and chill moments with. The world is falling apart, and you may as well have someone to share the fire and brimstone with. Maybe that will keep you warm anyway. Enjoy, everyone.
I'm off to see my father in Miami, so I imagine that I will be turning on my microphones and listening to tales of woe from his youth to share with all of you. So wherever you are, laugh a lot, love a lot, eat fat, eat sugar, drink Coca-Cola, it's fucking delicious. And I will see you next Thursday. We are on schedule, baby. Follow me on my Instagram at Dr. Z Nightingale, on my Twitter at Generally False. Don't forget to go to my website, www.zoenightingale.com. Don't forget to rate my podcast on iTunes or Stitcher or SoundCloud or wherever it is that you listen. As you know, I do this as a labor of love. I do this so I can find a way to get through the darker moments of life, and I hope that you too have found it as a way to connect to the world and connect to yourself. From Brooklyn with love, sing a nightingale, and I bid you adieu.